And now, Missouri Medical Focus, a regular feature on KBIA, produced by the Communications Department of University of Missouri Healthcare.
Physical rehabilitation therapists at the Missouri Orthopedic Institute are using a new computerized motion capture system similar to technology used in Hollywood special effects to analyze patients' injuries and to help them recover. With me today on Missouri Medical Focus is Brett Hayes, a physical therapist and physical rehabilitation manager for the Missouri Orthopedic Institute. Brett, what does DARI stand for?
DARI is named after the company who founded it, which is the Dynamic Athletic Research Institute. We actually coined the name DARI just based upon that.
And what is the system used for?
The system is simply used for motion capture analysis, which is a technology that has been around for quite some time, as many people are aware of in Hollywood for doing computer-generated imaging and that type of thing for movies such as Avatar and the like. What makes our system much more special, is that it basically does its technology in a markerless fashion, where we no longer need to put such pixelations, green screens, and that type of thing around our patients or the people who are involved in it. We can simply capture them in the clothes that they wear and get motion analysis directly into our computer, straight from the cameras.
So it's basically they're stepping into this room without having to get suited up in this black outfit with all the little white balls on them.
Yep. Although we do have certain types of clothing requirements that make it better to get captures, there are no special masks or special diodes that we might put on a person that we've had to do in technology in the past. Now, all we really have to do is just have them strike a certain pose so the computer and the cameras can capture them, and once they are in that system, we start recording data.
I would describe it as a three-sided room, no ceiling, of reflective material, and the flooring being of the same reflective material with cameras around it. I think there's 14 cameras,
That's
correct?
That's correct. You bet.
They're infrared cameras, and basically the process is for a patient to step in to this room to a certain point. And you had mentioned striking a T-pose, which basically they stand in this area, spread their arms out while keeping their legs together, and that's the T-pose, and then the computer requires the person.
Yes, the computer requires them basically on a set bunch of data points. You know, when this person walks into the system, what the computer sees is what's similar to how CAT scan images are seen. Multiple slices of the human as they walk in there are interpreted by the camera, and based on a default, the computer simply sees that body when they strike that pose as a sign of, hey, I'm in the system. Once that's found, it uses all those slices, compares it to its normal skeletal anatomy, and all of a sudden the person is moving around in free space in a digital format that we would see on a television show or a movie.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM, and our discussion is about the DARI motion capture system at the Missouri Orthopedic Institute. Brett, what are you using this technology for?
Well, that's the question, and that's the main reason that we've brought this technology to the university, because it is a very, very accurate and a very objective way to measure joint angles, joint forces, and different types of what we would call anatomical weaknesses or irregularities in our patients, our athletes, and, well, any type of movement pattern that we might want to look at.
Just as an example, say a person has been having knee pain, you can actually have them go into this device, which, as you said, the whole process is streamlined. It's very quick. It's a matter of seconds where they could go in and do a few exercises. The computer system would capture the patient.
Yes. We actually end up putting them through a series of pretty simple moves. But the thing is, these moves are very specific, very functional type movements. They could be just a squatting maneuver or especially a single leg squat. Well, we know exactly how that should be done in the quote-unquote normal person. But a person with a knee injury is probably going to find ways to cheat around doing it. Even if that specific movement doesn't hurt them too much, we'll be able to tell if they're favoring their hip, favoring their ankle, or putting too much torque or stress on joints they shouldn't in order to avoid that painful knee. This machine will find that. It will turn it into numerical data and graphs that let us know, compared to, say, their good leg, what is really wrong with them and what we need to address. One would think that in medical science, we've got that down to factual basis type of data just by examining or taking x-rays. But those types of expertise do not really tell us what people think it does. We need something this hyper accurate in order for us to truly find out what is wrong with someone.
With this data, then you're able to figure out whether or not there's an actual injury going on. Once that's been determined, can it also help dictate treatment?
Absolutely, because in a case like this, a lot of times we're not 100% sure where the dysfunction is coming from. Someone can point to knee pain, but we're not sure it's their knee that's the problem. Could it be weakness in their hip or their ankle? This machine can tell us exactly that and let us direct our rehabilitation protocols based upon that. That way we're not treating just the source of the pain. We're treating where we know the source of the true dysfunction is, whether it's another body part.
What about research, looking into better forms of treatment,
Absolutely.
Better treatment options?
You know, the cool thing about a machine like this is that it actually becomes the very beginning point of capturing true research. You know, motion technology has been around, but because of its markered technology before, it's very difficult to capture somebody to study them. It could take upwards of an hour in order for us to really get one motion capture on one specific subject. With the DARI, we can now do several subjects in an hour. In fact, it can take as little as 2 minutes to capture one data point. So you can imagine the implications for research in the long term when we can actually see hundreds, literally hundreds of patients in the time that we'd be lucky if we captured two or three in our current state of technology. This DARI opens up all kinds of data for research. We can break down people's walking patterns, their throwing patterns if they're an athlete, or any other small things that we just could not see with the naked eye or previous motion capture systems.
The Missouri Orthopedic Institute is the first, and to my understanding, the only healthcare organization.
This is correct. Yes, there are only three in existence. One is the prototype, which is in Kansas City at this point in time. The other is actually in Melbourne, Australia, being used with the Carlton Football Club in that area there for their athletes. And specifically, they track their athletes on how much they break down over a season. Here, we're the only true medically oriented facility that does have this right now, and really have been tasked with the opportunity, really, to pioneer advancements in medicine with this tool. No one else is doing that for the global general population, and that's a pretty exciting thing because it puts us on the cutting edge of technology that really simply does not exist anywhere else in the nation, or for that matter, the world.
That's my time for now. I'd like to thank Brett with the Missouri Orthopedic Institute. For Missouri Medical Focus, I'm Jeff Helscher.
Missouri Medical Focus is a service of University Hospital and Clinics.